How do you keep the soul of a business when it expands from a two-person project to a company valued at US$165 million in less than 5 years? It's an enviable problem to have, and one that my next guest is grappling with. Melanie Perkins is the founder and the CEO of Canva, an online graphic design software company. She joins us now. Melanie, before we talk about this startup, can you explain Canva's original story? How did you get the idea, and who jumped on board in the early days to make it happen?
Absolutely. I was at university and I was teaching design programs, so things like Photoshop and InDesign, and they were super complex and difficult. And students would take ages just learning the very basics. And I realized that in the future, it was all going to be online and much, much simpler to use. And so I was a university student at 19, and started my first company with my boyfriend, who became my business partner, Cliff. And we turned, rather than trying to take on the entire design industry at the start, we decided to apply it to the school yearbook market in Australia. And from there, it's just sort of grown. And then we looked around a few years later, it had become the largest yearbook company in Australia and launched in France and New Zealand. But there was still nothing tackling this bigger market. And so just started.
How did you get people to jump on board in the early days? I mean, you clearly had a great concept, but moving that from a concept and a small startup to something so much bigger.
Yeah, it's been a very long journey. So when we first started, it was all organically bootstrapped. And so we had to become profitable very quickly, or we'd definitely have no company. But then when we wanted to take it and start on a much bigger scale, we realized that we needed to take external funding. And so I went to San Francisco for 2 weeks thinking, oh, we've built a profitable company, we've launched internationally, it's all going to be really easy. That certainly wasn't the case. My two-week trip ended up turning into 3 months of learning everything I could about Silicon Valley and startups and venture capital, and then ended up the next year coming back again for another 3 months when my visa expired, and just trying to learn absolutely everything I could. It was a very, very long process of finding those first funders. It was 3 years between meeting the first investor and actually landing investment. And then he said he'd be happy to invest if we were able to build a tech team. And so then ended up having to spend another year trying to find a technical team, which again was a very long process filled with a lot of trials and tribulations. So even though it's really incredible now, we have so much inbound interest of people trying to join our company. In the early days, it was a very long process. It was actually 9 years between when I first came up with the idea and actually seeing Canva out in the world now. Even though it's only been launched for 2.5 years, it's been a very long time in the making.
Early on in your career, you met Mai Tai founder and San Francisco investor Bill Tai. How important was that connection? When did that happen?
That's been an extremely important connection for us. And I went to a conference and Bill was there for a Mai Tai event. And I had a 5-minute conversation with him, and he said if I went to Silicon Valley, he'd be happy to meet with me. And so I jumped on a plane about 6 months later and said, I'm here, let's meet. And he kindly agreed to meet up. And so I was sitting there trying to present this future of publishing to him. It was quite an absurd meeting because I thought that he had no interest in what I had to say because he was on his phone the whole time. Afterwards, I realized that he was actually sending me introductions to people, which was kind of amazing. One of those people happened to be co-founder of Google Maps, Lars Rasmussen. So that was a very pivotal part of the process. Lars then introduced me to our co-founder, Cameron Adams. There's been a huge number of connections that came from that initial meeting with Bill all those years ago.
Is it harder to make these sorts of connections from Australia? I mean, does that isolation stifle, do you think, the tech industry? I ask this because we've got a prime minister now who says, you know, we should be competing with Silicon Valley. That's our future.
I feel very fortunate with Canva because we get the best of both worlds. So we have incredible investors over from Silicon Valley, and we also have some great investors here in Australia. And we're also able to create an incredible team based here in Sydney, and at the same time draw upon all the experience from entrepreneurs that have built really, really large companies over in Silicon Valley. I don't think it's them or us. I think it's we need to just get the absolute best of both of these worlds.
Can Australians compete, though? Because there is a lot of doom and gloom from some people that, you know, you've got to be actually in Silicon Valley to make this happen. Yet your project proves, or at least shows, I don't know if it's an isolated example or if it proves that there could be a lot more of them. that you can do both.
Absolutely. Hopefully we can be, you know, one of the first of many, many companies in Australia doing incredible things on a global stage. For us, being able to access capital from Silicon Valley is an incredibly important part of our strategy and also that experience. But having our team based here in Australia is actually a huge competitive advantage.
You were recently in the Philippines trying to counter this challenge that I mentioned before, maintaining your startup ethos in the face of really a rapid expansion. What were you doing there?
So we actually have a team based in Manila in the Philippines and here in Sydney. And so bringing the entire team together under one roof is an incredibly important part of our culture and really builds us up for the rapid growth that we're expecting. We went to an island and had some fun with the entire team. It was so good to have everyone getting to really know their colleagues. We've actually moved to this model of small empowered teams. They're like little startups that all have their own mission and goals that they're trying to achieve. So as we expand, we're very conscientious that we don't want to become a big bureaucratic company that can't get anything done. We want to maintain that same sort of startup ethos.
And why did you choose Manila as your second office?
We've had incredible people from Manila that have been working with us for many years. It was very fortuitous that we found actually a team that wanted to join our team. So we actually ended up sort of getting this great group of people as sort of the nucleus that has been the team expanding forward. There's also an incredible amount of design talent, English competency. We've just been able to find incredible people there.
What is the startup vibe? I mean, what makes working at Canva different to working at a big company? I know CNN called it the coolest office in Manila. I don't know how you get that cool.
Well, I think there's the environment aesthetic and there's, you know, we have amazing chefs that come in and cook incredible food. So in the early days when we were around my mum's living room table, we would have, you know, that was where our office was. We'd have our staff come and sit around and we'd all have lunch together. And that's sort of idea has been something that's flown throughout the entire company. So now as we've expanded, we all still eat lunch together. And that's a really important part of our culture. But it's, I think, just a secondary to the fact that the work that we're doing is interesting and challenging and a lot of fun.
Why is it so important to maintain what is kind of considered a startup culture within this company? I mean, why can't your business grow and change? Why are you resisting being establishment?
I think to me, what a startup means is people being able to do great big things. And I think that empowerment is something that we really want to maintain because we need to do big, great things. We have very outsized ambitions and we're still only a very small fraction of the way there. So I think the way the word startup is treated or hypothesized as to what it actually means different things to different people. But to me, it means trying to do big, outsized things.
And just finally, I know you've made headlines with celebrity investors and your success in the US is impressive. Celebrities like Woody Harrelson and Owen Wilson have backed your latest funding round. Is there ever the temptation to leave Australia for Silicon Valley to expand there?
We are extremely happily based here in Sydney and we're expanding rapidly. We actually just moved to our second floor earlier this week, which was a lot of fun. And we're going to continue to stay here in Sydney and grow our team at the crazy rapid rate we need to.
Thanks so much for your time, Melanie.
Thank you.
And that's Melanie Perkins. She's the founder and the CEO of Canva, an online graphic design software company, talking there about the challenges of expanding a tech startup.